For SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, I'm George Kearns with a look at your South Carolina headlines for Tuesday, September 11th. Well, Hurricane Florence is now carrying winds of up to 140 miles per hour as a strong Category 4 storm, and it's still expected to strengthen and could possibly become a Category 5 storm today before closing in on the Carolinas on Thursday. Governor Henry McMaster has issued an order to evacuate the state's coast that will reverse the flow of traffic on several highways to help those fleeing the hurricane.
We know that this evacuation order that I'm issuing is going to be inconvenient for some people. It's going to be inconvenient, but we do not want to risk one South Carolina life in this hurricane.
The setup for today's lane reversals on I-26 have already begun. At 8 o'clock, Highway Patrol flush cars will leave Columbia and travel down I-26 to clear traffic. Beginning at noon, all lanes on I-26 will be reversed to just a westbound direction all the way to I-77 in Columbia. The governor's office says Route 501 will also be reversed. Highways 278 and 21 will be reversed if needed. Meanwhile, Sled Chief Mark Keel says more than 400 sled agents from across the state are also being deployed to evacuated areas on the coast to assist with local law enforcement.
Sadly, we know that there are those who will try and take advantage of this situation to commit crimes. Whether it's price gouging, looting, or break-ins, I want everyone to know that additional law enforcement resources are already in place.
This is the third year in a row South Carolina's reversed highways to help with storm evacuations. Well, a storm surge watch and hurricane watch issued this morning from Edisto Beach to the North Carolina-Virginia border. Very little has changed this morning on Hurricane Florence's forecast track, and meteorologist Jeff Huffman explains why it's important not to focus on the exact track.
We're to that stage in the process where the models have that windshield wiper effect, and the most recent nudge on landfall has been to the north. But remember, average air at this point is still 75 nautical miles on either side, which means direct impacts are still a real possibility as far south as Georgetown.
That's meteorologist Jeff Huffman. The Category 4 storm is forecast to arrive as a major hurricane either late Thursday night or early Friday morning. Meanwhile, 1 million people are expected to be fleeing the coast today, part of an evacuation order by Governor Henry McMaster. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more from Charleston.
The governor says the evacuation order is mandatory, and people in eight coastal counties, all the way from Beaufort to Myrtle Beach, must leave. Beginning at noon, lanes on major roadways like I-26 from Charleston to Columbia will be reversed. Here's Charleston Mayor John Tecklenburg.
You're not evacuating. We urge you to evacuate, but if you're not, be safe.
City officials also warn people who are not evacuating to avoid roads with lane reversals like I-26 because traffic may be heavy and you will only be allowed to head west. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
Meanwhile, Harvest Hope Food Bank in Columbia is working to prepare disaster relief boxes for distribution. Operations manager Reggie Carter said people in the Midlands are already coming to the center out of precaution.
This morning when I got in, we already had about 50 people lined up. Everyone's looking at the news, and I'm not going to say people are panicking, but they are trying to get in line, and just in case something happened, they want to have something ahead of time.
Carter says anything that anyone can do to help either Harvest Hope or just their neighbors should do so. If anyone is in doubt about what to donate, water is always a welcome essential. And that's a look at some of this morning's South Carolina headlines. More updates throughout the day, and of course later this afternoon with Vince Kolb-Lugo. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.